The next patient is Juan Fernandez. The last name is Fernandez, like in Zulu. Fernandez. Juan, J-U-A-N. Number one, clinical case of a 54-year-old Hispanic male that has chronic kidney disease, stage 4, that is most likely associated to diabetic nephropathy. The patient has diabetic retinopathy, and he has a blood sugar that has been out of control for the longest time. Period. The patient has improved his compliance, and we see that in the laboratory workup that is as follows. In the albumin creatinine ratio, is down to 545 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine went down from 3.9 to 3.6, and the estimated GFR is 19 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is down to 749 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has lost 5 pounds of body weight. Period. We did a dietetic history along with the way the patient has his meals. He takes 2 meals a day. He uses Lantus 35 units in the morning and 35 in the morning, 15 units in the evening time. And he covers the 2 meals that he has with 10 units of Humalog, period. The patient is, quote, tired, unquote, of having the puncture to get the blood sugar readings, period. This is the type of patient that a continuous glucose monitoring would be very beneficial for the management of the diabetes and the kidney disease. Number two, the patient has anemia that has remained stable. He has iron deficiency. The iron saturation is just 15% and serum iron is 40 nanograms per deciliter. The hemoglobin with the iron supplementation has increased to 10.1 grams per deciliter. Following number. The patient has a severe case of hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 14. He tried to use the allopurinol, but he developed a rash. So he had to stop it, and he couldn't tolerate the administration of Uloric, U-L-O-R-I-C. A period, there is a major consideration for the administration of Krystexxa, KRYSTEXXA. And the patient agreed to the infusion. The first step is to see whether or not the insurance is going to pay for the medication. We are going to submit the papers. Once we submit the papers, get the G6PD levels, G6PD levels, and do whatever the protocol says. Following number obesity, the patient has lost 5 more pounds. He couldn't tolerate the Rybelsus. RYBELSUS. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, diabetic retinopathy. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with the laboratory workup. The prognosis in this particular case is not the best in terms of a kidney function. He is going to be in dialysis soon. And he's not a candidate for kidney transplant referral because of the weight. His BMI is 43.5, and he was made aware of the condition. He has to continue losing weight. He had a case of congestive heart failure that was evaluated by Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N, and he has the follow-up with that cardiologist, and revaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spent 13 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.